Welcome to the Lucid As podcast, where I explore everything, because I believe in the infinite, unbounded potential within each of us. This is Shelley, a fellow seeker and a lover of life's mysteries. I invite you to join me and explore your uncharted depths. Today is the second part of the series called Healing Into My Future. So why don't I simply heal my past? First, because my past is really, really big. Second, because I'm never sure what truly needs healing. And third, because I often overlay my past onto my present, which means there's no need for me to go anywhere. My past is right here. And that's where I'd like to begin, right here, in the present moment. I'd like you to be present with yourself in this moment. Be aware of yourself as I walk in the room. I walk in and I say that thing you hate. I know you hate it, but I don't care. I say it anyway. And then I stand here and stare. What's happening inside of you? How do you respond to me? Do you ask questions? Try to figure out what's really happening? Do you give me space? Allow me to say the thing you can't stand? Do you feel a rush of emotion? Irritation or anger? Maybe hatred? Do you judge me? Do you drown in your habitual response and blame me simply because I said that thing you can't stand? Maybe you don't drown, but do you lose yourself sometimes in emotions or thoughts or judgments? Do you get caught in your own whirlpool and spin around and around and around? Do you swirl with old stories and overused emotions? Do you forget where you are, where you always are, which is where we began, in the present moment? The phenomenon I've just described, this whirlpool, is a place inside each of us where life no longer flows. It only spins around and around and around. I'm going to use this inner whirlpool to deepen our exploration of healing into the future. And to do so, I'd like you to join me in three scenarios. These scenarios come from my experiences with the whirlpool, and perhaps they'll spark new insight or inspiration on your journey. The first scenario, don't get sucked into the whirlpool. Swim around it. The second scenario, do get sucked into the whirlpool. Swim through it. The third scenario, don a life vest. Strengthen your strokes toward the future. Before we role play these three scenarios, I'd like to bring awareness to awareness, and not just any old awareness. This is awareness of and in the present moment. Awareness in the present moment liberated me from traumatic memories and unhealthy behaviors. It helped me navigate my inner whirlpool. When I'm aware of myself in the present moment, I flow through time and the whirlpool has no effect on me. I am the center of each moment. I'd like to show you this through the role play of the three scenarios I mentioned. I'll be me and you be you. First scenario, don't get sucked into the whirlpool. Swim around it. Thank you. I walk in the room and I say that thing you hate. I know you hate it, but I don't care. I just stand and stare. You didn't sleep last night, so you're low on everything, except impatience and frustration. What happens inside of you when you're low on patience and high on frustration? Perhaps you judge me, and nasty thoughts whirl inside your head. But you don't want to say them aloud. You want to behave better than me, so you push the nasty thoughts away. It doesn't work. The nasties continue to whirl around your head. What now? Are you still aware? Can you feel your body? Can you feel your emotions? Can you hear your thoughts? Are you aware of yourself? Are you in the present moment? If so, then you're swimming. Keep on swimming, keep on swimming. Be like Dory in the movie Nemo. Keep swimming in the present moment. Be here, be now, be present, and the whirlpool fades. This is success. Success isn't an emotionless response to life. Success is remaining aware of ourselves as we are. To know thyself begins with awareness of oneself. There's no need for perfection. Simply be aware. In this moment, and this moment, and this moment. Well done. Now let's role play the second scenario, which is nearly identical to the first in that we practice awareness in the present moment. Only this one is a little more exciting because we travel into the whirlpool. But wait, why go into the whirlpool? Isn't that the same as healing the past? Yes and no. Yes, this heals the past, but no, the past isn't our destination. We begin where the sages say all things happen, in the present moment. We end where the sages say all things happen, in the present moment. And we navigate the middle, where the sages say all things happen, in the present moment. So here's the second scenario. Do get sucked into the whirlpool, swim through. I walk in the room and I say that thing you hate, and I know you hate it. I say that thing, I push your buttons, and I stare. You whip into a frenzy, and I don't care. You spin with crazy, endless thoughts around and around and around. You fight it as long as you can, but then you're sucked into your whirlpool. You're flooded by your past. You've lost your awareness of the present moment. Or have you? Are you aware that you've lost control? Are you aware that you're in your own whirlpool, that you're swirling in your past stories? Are you aware of the emotions flooding your body? Are you aware that you hate it when you end up here? If so, then keep swimming. You've been sucked in, but you're not drowning. Keep on swimming, keep on swimming. Being sucked into the past feels awful and terrible. So be aware of that. Be aware of your body. Be aware of your breath. It continues to flow. And your heart? It continues to beat. Be aware of your mind and the stories it tells you while you're in your whirlpool. Are the stories true? Am I really an awful, terrible person? Will this whirlpool never, ever end? This second scenario takes courage because we experience the fullness of what has come before. We revisit our past, but this time with our awareness intact. Awareness in the present moment is how we learn, As wretched as this whirlpool feels, it teaches us. The whirlpool teaches us, then releases us. And like the first scenario, our success isn't emotionless or unresponsive. Success means we're aware of ourselves in each moment. Simply be aware. In this moment, and this moment, and this moment. Well done. The third scenario is the one we explored in the first episode of Healing Into My Future. In this scenario, we aren't able to remain aware. We lose ourselves to the swirling whirlpool of our past. The third scenario, don a life vest. Strengthen your strokes toward the future. I walk in the room and I do that thing again. Only this time, I really do it. I come at you with everything I have. I roar in your face. I am right. You are wrong. And you freak out. You start ranting and raving, spewing negativity and hatred everywhere. You're wildly judgmental, throwing insults like daggers, swirling and spinning with righteous fury. You're so unconsciously in your past that you don't see how you've engorged yourself with rotten stories and bruised yourself with your own rage. You thrash about in arrogance, oblivious to the lightless eye of your whirlpool. The eye sucks you down, down, down into your own fathomless depths. You are gone. You're no longer aware. You're no longer in the present moment. You're not even in the whirlpool. You've become the whirlpool. When this happens to me, I feel hijacked and helpless. I'm hardly conscious of what I'm saying or doing. I'm not even aware that I'm no longer aware. My mind throws temper tantrums and then sharpens itself on past wounds. All it wants is to be judge, jury, an executioner. My mind judges me. It judges other people. It judges the way he said that thing, or the way she flicked her hair, or how they stared at me when I told them it was traffic. My mind judges juries and then executes one verdict, guilty. But the worst part is that I believe my mind. I believe my past stories over the reality of this moment. The awfulness of believing and reliving my old stories is that they hurt me. They hurt others, and they're rarely true. But I'm not strong enough to swim out, so I drown in the very thing I run from. The thing I hate to feel, the memories I don't want to remember, the experience I never want to live again. I whirlpool in my past, around and around and around. Nothing is authentic. Everything is recycled. This is when I don my life vest, because I'm beyond my own reach. My life vest is the one I call healing into my future. It directs me away from the wretched whirlpool by employing the wisdom of one very simple question, a question with infinite possibility. Who do I wish to be? My answer tends to be as simple as the question. I wish to be calm, aware, kind, sure-footed, to know my truths. My answer may be one word. Say, loved. I speak the word loved over and over. I focus on a future where I feel loved by myself, by others, by a higher power. My answer may be one phrase. I speak the phrase over and over, and I study the meaning. A recent phrase for me is from the book Circe, where the ancient Trigon shares his wisdom about the world Circe lives in. He tells her, "Then, child, make another." And that's what I'm doing. I'm making another world for myself, a world where I don't rob myself of the beauty of the present moment, a world where I am who I wish to be, a world where I flow with life. My answers to the question, "Who do I wish to be?" are my life vest. I cling to them. They buoy me up out of my unconscious whirling past and hold me safe in a space where I can cultivate something new simply by thinking one healthy thought. I think and speak and study that thought until I'm safely out of my whirlpool. This may take minutes or hours. Sometimes it takes me days. It doesn't matter. I think the thought as long as I need. Thinking this thought over and over is the science of neuroplasticity. I'll explore neuroplasticity in a different episode. For now, please recall that the third scenario is a life vest. At some point, I need to swim. Pema Chodron explains this so beautifully. Nothing ever goes away until it has taught us all we need to know. My whirlpool isn't going to disappear until I've learned all I need, which brings me back to where we began, in the present moment. The highest regard in all situations is to remain aware, even if it's only one breath or three, maybe nine. Each of these scenarios is meant to support awareness in the present moment, and each is used at different times. Let's review them. First, don't get sucked into the whirlpool. Swim around it. Second, do get sucked into the whirlpool. Swim through it. Third, don a life vest. Strengthen your strokes toward the future. Now that I have this tidy group of choices, let's say I practice them until I am constantly aware of myself. I am Buddha. Nope. Here's the rub. I can be totally present in the moment and still be a control freak. I've seen it in myself and others. Some of the wisest and most accomplished leaders, gurus, shamans, bishops, chaplains, energy healers, meditators, you name it. They are fighting to control the present. They need life to look a certain way. Yes, they are very wise. They are very aware. They are masterful, but they're not flowing. So awareness isn't enough. We need to flow. Ironically, what I need most when I become the wretched whirlpool is flow. Sometimes I need to flow with patience for others. Sometimes I need to flow with self-care and firm boundaries. Sometimes I flow toward people I haven't been getting along with, and we sort through our challenges. Other times I flow away from people so they can sort out their own challenges. Healing into my future brings me out of my whirlpool and helps me flow. Flow toward something I can't see and can't be certain of, but at the very least, it gives me a chance to care for myself. When I care for myself, I have no need to compare myself. Let me repeat that. When I care for myself, I have no need to compare myself. I wrote these words when I was struggling to feel enough, to remind myself that my divinity is given at birth. It cannot be taken, nor diminished, nor proven. For me, there's no comparing our divinity. We are equals. It's our humanity which needs cultivating. We live in a world where multiple truths are simultaneously true, and not just between people. We live in a world where multiple truths are simultaneously true, and not just between people, but within ourselves. If we seek to live a mono experience with just one truth, we forego the beauty of pure presence, which is the flow of all that is. This flow is sacred. Yet as sacred as it is, sometimes I'm scared to flow. Have you ever noticed the spelling of sacred and scared? Same letters, two reversed. For me, the most sacred aspects of life often leave me feeling scared, like healing my deepest wounds, like believing in myself, like knowing I'm not in control of life. I'm sacred, I'm scared, I'm the never-ending story. I wound, I heal, I trust, I learn, I fail, I apologize, I succeed, I forgive, I grow. Every day flows and I flow as best I can, in faith, in love, and most importantly to me, in joy. The process of healing into my future isn't a mono truth. It's a medley of questions and answers, and each question, each answer, is unique to you. And each of your answers is a sail on your vessel. I am the master of my fate. I am the captain of my soul. Am I ready to look away from my past and sail into my future? With song, with sunshine, and with sails flying, I bid you farewell.
Thank you for exploring with me on the Lucidez podcast. It is my hope that you discovered new wisdom within yourself and are inspired to live your unique strokes of genius.